Hi, Alex. It is great to be back for Book Club for another week. I have really enjoyed the last few weeks bringing you books for younger readers. So why let a good theme go to waste? I have another young adult novel, and this book is So Very Sydney, which, you know, what's better for 2SER, Sydney's premier, you know, community radio network? Rawa Aja's The F Team is set at Punchbowl Boys High School. Tariq and his friends in Year 10 have heard their entire lives that there's something wrong with the school. The media paints them as a training ground for terrorists, and now the department is threatening to shut them down and disperse the students to other schools. But Tariq knows that this is his community, and despite their attitude, the boys don't want to lose their school. But what are they willing to do to save it? When a tough new principal offers the group a chance, they're skeptical. They must join students from Cronulla to form a football team. If they can prove not only that they can win, but that they can get along, there is hope to resurrect the school's image. Rawa Aja is a teacher and mentor who has worked with teenage boys. Growing up in the Canterbury area, she saw how media depictions of the area wore away at students' self-image and their belief that they can be more than these stereotypes depicted them. The F Team is a nuanced portrait of the area and features a stunning ensemble cast. Somehow Rawa has crafted deep, affecting portraits of more than a dozen characters and given them really satisfying story arcs. This gives the story terrific power because while we are concerned for Tariq, Huss, Ibi and PJ, it is their relationships and the way these build up into community that give the story meaning. Now, the F Team explores the impact of prejudice on these young men's lives, but it does not give them a free pass. At 16 years old, these are young men whose childhood has been shrouded by media depictions of young Muslim men in the wake of the Cronulla riots. Tariq and his friends are severely limited in their abilities to express themselves because they never know when their actions might be given up as just another example of the worst that they can be. Through the football competition, we're exposed to the challenges of being a man in a world that expects a certain performance of masculinity. Now, this is then juxtaposed with an interest in slam poetry, and the students become involved in the Bankstown Poetry Slam. In both arenas, the message is simple and powerful. Your words matter, so choose them carefully. Do not throw them around like weapons, because you never know where they will land and who they will hurt. In particular, the book confronts the problematic attitudes that grow from young men believing that they have a free pass to treat women however they please. Within the world of slam poetry, Tariq must learn that expressing himself is a strength, but that expression extends to listening and to respecting everyone. Now, this book is pure Sydney. I absolutely love the F Team. Rawa Aja has created this incredible book. I think it's destined to become a classic. And it's part of a growing body of work that I guess extends from people like Milena Marqueta's Looking for Ella Brandy, but of late includes Michael Muhammad Ahmed, Felicity Castagna, Randa Abdul Fattah, amongst so many others that show us the fullness of this city. I say get out and read it if you are interested in discovering this incredible book. But also, this is a book that, I mean, I would love to see. I would love to have read a book like this when I was at school. This is one that I would love for teachers to be, you know, sort of introducing into their curriculums for all young men, because it just has such an incredible message. That is Rawa Aja's The F Team. It is just a great new book of Sydney. Alex, thanks again for letting me join the book club. And if anyone wants to catch any of the last few weeks where I've talked about young adult books, they are up on the podcast right now. Just look for 2SER Book Club. I'll see you next week with more books. Bye now.